Okay, Corbin, you got a question?
Bobby, what's going on? Yeah, I got a couple questions. What's going on?
Go.
Go where? Go beyond. Yeah, ask my question. Questions are silly, aren't they? Are you questions really? Silly things?
That's a good question.
Ion, check this out. If I can ask you, please, sir, because I'm trying to imagine myself in your predicament, so to speak. You're the macrocosm of the microcosm, correct?
Not specifically, no.
Okay, that's fine with me. So basically, everything I'm going to say, you're going to disagree with, shoot me down, and say, that's
Corbin, are you arguing for Ion's limitations?
No, no, check this out. Stupid is like this. It goes back, stupid, okay. P-O-O-S-T-S, okay. Oh, I'm missing one word. P-V-I, stupid. S-T-O-O-O-P-I-D, okay? Bo Diddley, okay? Puff Daddy. How does music communicate in this relevant universe? Put it like this. Humans meet sex, and you rip that off from the frickin' movie Men in Black, I shall point out. But nonetheless,
oh, Lord. Corbin, where'd you get that note that you wrote that song with?
Run, Forrest, run!
Run, run and hide. The trees speak loudly. We cannot see the trees through the words. We cannot see the words through the trees. The trees
Give them a box of chocolates.
I love a box of chocolates. What would you do with a box of chocolates? I just went to a restaurant and I told them I left my $10,000 there. Had they seen it, they thought that I was joking.
Hey, Ion, when Youngblood said that he felt like he had a mission, or he said, quote-unquote, my quote-unquote mission, I feel interested in the idea of Tikkun Olam. I'm wondering, should I inquire about my personal mission?
Ascend is your personal mission.
Because I descended to Tikkun Olam to redeem all the light, but now are there those, I just started learning about this and I don't know how to pronounce it, but with the Kelfath, or when the divine vessel shattered, and the pieces that we're going to redeem descended to then ascend with the Tikkun Olam. I would like to know what happened to the shards of the vessel. And are those capable of rising to this and then ascending from that?
It's inbox. End of the world.
With Exodus 30:11 through 34:35, and
there's Corbin calling, Carolyn.
Is that a,
Corbin's
is that
calling.
The same?
Shall we answer the phone, see why Corbin's calling?
No.
Nichols, is that you?
Okay,
he probably needs dropped off at the pool. Carolyn, he needs a ride to the pool. Corbin needs a dip.
So, Brian, do you have some questions you want to ask?
Sure. Would Neon, Krypton, and Xenon also be travelers to hydrogen and or other elements?
Try it again.
Okay, let me clarify. Was argon the traveler for shifting of hydrogen, spin on hydrogen?
Yes.
So would Neon, Krypton, and Xenon, would they also be travelers to hydrogen?
Maybe.
Maybe. How about other elements like nitrogen, copper, or...
Argon, copper sulfite.
Argon, copper sulfite.
Argon.
And I'm specifically asking about Eon, Krypton, and Enoch. Would they be travelers also?
Yes, and noble.
So if they're noble, they're a traveler? Or it's just those four? Yes?
If they're noble, they're a traveler.
Is that platinum, too?
Platinum is not a gas.
Does gold have... Okay, never mind. I'll rephrase it.
Pickles, is that you?
Right, that's... Okay, with copper sulfite, is this where the negative, positive stuff comes in? Like, if you put something in a chemical bath, like a lithograph or a copper print, where you add something... Am I right to be triggered into this with the pickling stuff? Come on!
Sarah, what was the pickling all about? Do you even remember?
The pickle...
Oh, yeah,
pickles
absolutely. It's a bath. Well,
I know, but there was an analogy a couple weeks ago about getting, I don't know, the salt or the moisture out of a cucumber, pickles.
Oh, sure. Eel pickles.
Yeah, kosher eel pickles.
Kosher eel pickles. Yum.
Is Gene on the line?
I'm here, Brian.
I just want to ask you, because you were questioning you and Eliza about last week about the Hunt brothers, the silver trade, and the Southern. Is that Southern Company?
Southern Company. It's a utility company in the southern states.
That have anything to do with this, all the silver records?
No. I don't know. Ion mentioned that SO was at 44, and I didn't follow up with that.
It's 9 cents away, as a matter of fact. Nine cents away from 44.
Ion, in the past you suggested that SO was going to split. Is that still a possibility?
Yeah.
When it gets to 44, does that have some sort of relation?
44.
No?
No, 44 is when you should own it.
You also said that silver was a good buy at 1637.
And that's when you go out the door and you make your purchase and you go out the door and they say goodbye. They're congratulating you on your sale.
They're congratulating you on your sell?
Yes.
On selling it. Okay, Gene, we're not going with your slowness. Brian, come back in. Move this along. Or anybody else got a clue?
Brian. The members of the 418 group, do they all know each other?
Yes, they do.
Do they work together?
Not very well.
Are there factions that work against each other?
Yes.
And they just can't get along?
Why should they?
And they're not concerned.
Nor should you be.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You would think an ascended person wouldn't have any trouble getting along with people. But if they're in the 418 group and they don't get along, it's funny.
You're projecting certain emotional lifestyles or qualities. Since you're not an ascended person, how would you know? Why would you assume that?
When you think of ascension, you think that the lesser emotions would fall away.
So that's an idea from the Piscean age. We're not in the Piscean age anymore.
The true and accurate problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Is that what the 418 group is struggling with?
No. 418 group isn't struggling.
The 14 group Quran is not involved in controlling the world. They're not trying to control anything. They're not an Illuminati.
Are they trying to assist you guys?
They're not sure whether they want to help me or not.
Bob is that kind of guy you hate to love and love to hate.
The St. Germain Group Collective is not a 418 group.
There is no St. Germain Collective.
Is that a question?
I thought a while back you said that St. Germain is a collective.
I think he did say
person.
That.
A collective?
One person can be a collective.
Wow. No, it's a Wurlitzer bubble machine. It's not a collective.
St. Germain is not part of the 418 group.
No, he's been around a lot longer than them.
Are the Chinese elders part of the 418 group? Red Dragon families, whatever they call themselves.
Sorry, we're not available right now, but if you'll please leave your name and number and brief a detailed message, we'll return your call at our earliest convenience.
And let's get to the bottom of the reason why you brought up John Locke and the Earl of Shaftesbury. John Locke was the Earl of Shaftesbury's physician, and he removed the cyst from his liver. Is it his medical expertise that you brought that up?
No.
He also wrote the two treatises of government. He wrote, when a king loses the consent of the governed, a society may remove him, an approach quoted almost verbatim in Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence. Is that the reason why you brought up Locke?
Yes.
It looks like Locke was involved with the Earl of Shaftesbury in trying to overthrow the king.
Well, of course, not necessarily. Charles II was a habeas corpus.
They accused him of something and held him unjustly? So Locke and Shaftesbury were exiled unjustly?
Habeas corpus.
They brought in the habeas corpus. So, Ian, you're saying that events that apparently linear-wise are back there 400 years resonate with some issue someone brought up tonight. They're right there. It's part of something.
Yes, of course.
Habeas corpus is a recourse in law that may be applied before a court in cases where the unlawful detention or imprisonment of a person is suspected. So Locke and the Earl of Shaftesbury were in reference specifically to the person that was asking you questions at the time.
You bring it forth to view the body.
These guys were involved with the habeas corpus. The rights during the reign of Henry II of England, that'd be the 1100s, in the 17th century, the foundations for habeas corpus were wrongly thought to have originated in the Magna Carta. In 1640, they did the Habeas Corpus Act. That updated the situation. So that's why these guys are being named. They were part of the historical 17th century remodeling of the Habeas Corpus Act. And there's another one in 1816. So who was asking? It was Lovejob asking about Matt Ion. Crowley stuff, and Ion put it back to habeas corpus. Maybe it was. I'm thinking of Lovejob.
I think Ion brought up habeas corpus when Sarah was asking questions.
Oh, about her own situation. But several of them were evoking John Locke, because John Locke came up during Lovejob's questions too, same period.
Do.
The questions tonight have brought up that meme, that era, that reality that's floating around still affecting people.
Is it a power versus authority issue that you're bringing up, Ion?
Mostly.
It's like the legality. Someone tried to put power and authority into law, and they get it all mixed up. And then in the Declaration of Independence, are we supposed to be about personal individual power, and that got all messed up.
Locke developed a definition of property as the product of a person's labor that would be foundational for both Adam Smith's capitalism and Karl Marx's socialism. Is that useful in this discussion, Ion?
We already told you the problem with socialism.
That we run out of other people's money.
Sooner or later.
Sounded like the Queen was saying that.
And I explained with Margaret Thatcher. It's her quote.
Now, Gene, that wouldn't seem to matter. The government can print more money. Unless Ion's getting to a secret deal where some oligarchy turned in taxes.
You can take the AL out of the OL, then the AL won't affect your money.
It may have something to do with turn taxes owns the printing press.
Yeah, the power versus authority. If the definition of property is the same in both economic systems, then they used authority to make little man and everybody else think that it was different. Did you bring this up in regard to the Earl of Shaftesbury and Locke's activities in overthrowing King Charles or trying to get rid of King Charles? Is that all a part of this?
Maturiously.
Maturiously?
Yes.
When Lovejob decided to work with Matt Ion instead of me and Ion, that was an attempt to have a coup in Lovejob's little world.
Wasn't a coup, Bob.
What was it?
Well, trying to research, you know, where the boundaries are between you and Ion's project and Frieder Akkad's Ma Ion.
Why would you want to know? We're so beyond anything that anybody ever did.
That's like everybody wants to have their own Ion, not knowing it's already inside themselves.
No, no. It's people not believing the power of Iondom and thinking, oh, we're just a derivative or a sidebar. There's nothing ever been like us, Lovejob. That's why you should be paying attention in detail with us. Don't be running off to Krishnamurti or Crowley or Mickey Mantle, Nick Jonas. Forget it. Stay focused.
Well, I think it could be a good way, once we get it going, to introduce the Bob Ion stuff into Thelemic circles.
No, we don't want to introduce it to them. They got to catch up to us. They got to introduce themselves to us. We don't have to introduce ourselves to anybody.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah, when you're not working on your power. When you're trying to sell your scripts, yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Study the scriptures.
Yeah, study the scriptures.
Scriptures.
Scriptures, that's T-R-I-P. Scripture.
Take your clothes off for money, maybe that'll work.
Yeah, that's the beginning point. We have to take your clothes off to get started today in anything.
I don't know if I can do that.
Well, that's why you're going to remain a little man. And
What's the problem? Is there a problem? You can't take your clothes off? How bounding that must be.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, Bob.
Uh-uh. Don't lay down that easy. Let's get back to your britches. What's the problem?
There is no problem.
Okay. Then you want to sell your scripts, but you won't take your clothes off. And we say you got to take your clothes off to sell your scripts. You got to do the
scripture. I'll sell my scripts. I'll take my clothes off. Sure.
Okay.
I'll take them off right now if you want.
And work hard for the money. Right? Now, we say that, and you kind of wince and go, no, I don't know if I can do that. But it's the same thing. You're trying to get someone to pay you the nakedness of your work. But you don't want to expose it. You want the money, but you don't want to show the moneymaker. But you want the money, but you don't want to show the moneymaker. what a glib, cliche archetype that must be. Are you a fear that they don't want to pay you for your strip?
For my strip or script?
We don't see a difference.
I don't know what y'all going with.
Okay, listen. We said take your clothes off for the money. You're trying to sell a strip. You're trying to sell a script. We're putting it into a strip or strip tease. In the studying of the scriptures, you can't expose the scripts, which does not allow anyone to wonder if they want to pay for them or not. And yet you don't want to expose them. So when you can strip, then you can expose your scripts, and then shaking your moneymaker appropriately, the full money will get a fee at your price.
Yeah, I'm not following.
We don't want you to follow. We want you to lead.
I can try to do that. I will do that.
And so now you've discovered the problem with prostitution prices these days is that the high school girls are giving it away for free.
So what about the archangels helping me out?
They keep trying to stick it to you, but you got your clothes on.
Do you mean metaphorical clothes, Ion?
No, we mean a real-life gizgasm. Or, Bob, would it actually be more rhetorically speaking, maybe?
It would be the four levels of exegesis, literal, symbolic, applying it to human conduct, and eschatological, ultimate mysteries. Four levels there meant. Anyways, this is the first real conversation you've had with Ion. Getting crux of the biscuit here with you.
Hot damn biscuit.
Yep.
Biscuit. It's different than when I did the reading.
That's right.
You don't seem as accommodating as with the reading, I should say.
Well, you've been listening for years.
Yeah.
Well, you should be tougher. He says he usually took 5 private sessions before he got stern with the client. So you've had about 5 sessions worth of listening to Ion all these years.
I say, Ion, why do you need to be stern?
When the vaginal walls start to fall down, crumble, you see seemingly find less reason to want to be in them.
I'm really struggling with how to engage you, Ion, in a way that's beneficial for me.
Well, why don't we try literal, to be literal? That seems much more easy, you think?
Okay. So you're going to be more literal.
You have to ask and develop it.
So, Ion, how can I become more creative so my writing is such that people will want to buy it and produce it?
You aren't being very accommodating with us, are you?
I'm not being accommodating?
Listen to what you're asking. Come on, come on, come on. We're giving you a million version, same thing, that you could peddle in infinitesimally. And you're coming right back to the question of, can I make something that I can make other people buy and pay me for? You already said what to do.
Hey, Lovejob, do you enjoy writing scripts?
Sometimes, yeah.
Just sometimes? So it's not necessarily a passion of yours or something you love to do. It's just something that you kind of like to do, maybe for money.
Well, it's really that's a tough question because what I like to do, and I know we could all go into the old fastest path to your joy, blah, blah, but, you know, what do I really like to do would be probably just doing weird art pieces in the yard and swinging in the hammock and that sort of thing. But also I like the endeavor of trying to break into Hollywood. I like the social cachet that one may get if they have a reasonable amount of success. I am intrigued by that.
I like Ion's quote about what you're talking about. If you got to make something about the money, you're going to find out that the money ain't going to be enough.
Okay, I'm saying it's about the fame.
Okay, make it about the fame. You may find that the fame ain't going to pan out the way you think it is. Or you may wish you weren't famous.
What the hell am I to make it about?
Make it about what you love to do, what you're passionate about, and just do that. And keep doing it.
Make it be one night in Bangkok.
Then I need to hang up and watch House of Cards.
See, you haven't got your priorities straight. Yeah, here you are having your interview with the Second Coming, and you're going to diddle off for a TV show.
Bob, he doesn't answer questions, man. It's like he's fucking around, and it's like, what the fuck?
Well, you're fucking around. All along, you were just filling in time till House of Cards starts.
It's on at any time. I'm trying to ask questions, and I can't get good answers out of Ion. Maybe I'm not understanding it. Maybe he's being obtuse for some sort of
Well, don't ask
spiritual...
about yourself. Don't ask about yourself. You think there are topics that aren't about yourself. Every topic that ever could be asked is about you because you're inextricably intertwined with language. So don't ask about yourself. Find out a way to get to the script thing through other information, other topics. Because if you ask blatantly, help me, Ion, Ion can't help you. We aren't here to help people.
Like, what would be an example, Bob, of how to do it?
One night in Bangkok.
Ask about what made Christopher Columbus want to sail the ocean blue. That's the most far-removed thing from your apparent situation you could come up with. But the answer will
turn
to be really involved with you.
Ion, what made Christopher Columbus sail the ocean blue?
One night in Bangkok.
What does one night in Bangkok mean?
That's a song. It's a song. You could just Google the lyrics. One Night in Bangkok is a well-known song.
I need a class in how to deal with Ion.
No, you don't. I told you how to do it. Look, you got somewheres. You got One Night in Bangkok asking about Christopher Columbus. Now you could ask about what was Barry Goldwater thinking when he took on LBJ in 1964?
How to overcome Marxism in the country.
How to overcome the Marxism in Hollywood. Covered by committee.
That was communism in Hollywood. The Marxism was the issue that the Kennedys introduced. They didn't know to be afraid of it until the Kennedys came in. And actually, it was the Bouviers that actually caused it all. They were the kicker of it all. Nobody ever knows that. And see, since we don't participate and don't carry on and don't answer questions, now all you have to do is just pitch the lightest little topic. In the next 4 hours, we talk about Lady Bird Johnson and how she really did try to take over the White House and did.
All right, these lyrics are pretty cool. Okay, that gives me something.
Read them.
Well,
the American Bangkok Oriental setting, but the city don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies. Doesn't seem a minute since the Trillion Spa had the cheese boards in it. All changed. Don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland or the Philippines or Hastings or it's this place, Company, One Night in Bangkok, and the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but their pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden cloister, and if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me. The American, one town's very, very like another. when your head's down over your pieces and it stops. Okay, company, it's a drag, it's a bore, it's really such a pity to be looking at the board, not looking at the city. The American, what do you mean? You've seen one crowded, polluted, stinking town. Company, T-girls, one, warm and sweet. Sweet, Somerset up in the Somerset Maugham suite. The American, get tied, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine, company, one night in Bangkok, makes the hard man humble, not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok and the tough guys tumble. Can't be too careful with your company, I can feel the devil walking next to me. The American, Siam's going to be the witness, the ultimate test of cerebral fitness. This grips me more than would be a muddy old river or reclining Buddha. But thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors. One night in Bangkok, and the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but their pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every cloister, a little flesh, a little history. I can feel an angel sliding up to me. One night in Bangkok makes the hard man humble, not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok and the tough guys tumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me. All right, there you go. Okay, so I'm supposed to just keep asking questions. Man, I just don't know what to ask Ion.
Love, Dub, I know how you feel.
Thank you.
I've been there every single time I gave up.
Priestess, whatever her name is, in Georgia. I keep her on mute because I get a lot of noise. Now, see the echo coming through, Priestess? Anyway, what's your question, if you have one? You have you were waving. Cameroons, go ahead.
It's Bob? Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
I was just wanting to follow up from earlier with Roxy. Is that the name?
Yes.
She talked about having desire to mumble.
That's angel talk. Angel talk.
Angel talk, okay.
You mumble it.
Yes. Is it something you learn, or does it just come to you?
No, you learn it by listening to Supplement A of our Revelation series in Chapter 23. $50.
Okay. Is it the same like the Pentecostals? Talking tongues?
No.
No, that's glossolalia. No.
Glossolalia.
What is Bob's marshmallows?
When you hear Ion talk, the angel talk, to me it sounds marshmallowy, soft, pillowy syllables. That's just my peculiar term for it.
But it should be more like a steak of marshmallow man who's coming to devour you. With molten marshmallows slinging from a 40-foot-tall Ghostbuster, the worst thing you could ever think of, when Gozar the Gozarian.
That's all.
That's all? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next person.
Whoa, we're a person. Well, we were a person.
Okay.
You might be a person.
You were a person.
Go back. You have lines. Tell us your line.
What are lines?
Things that you have. Your heart's desire would include what?
My heart's desire will include what?
This is kind of a fuck up.
Richie Allen?
Yeah.
He played a long time.
Hey, Kyle, you're not on mute. I unmuted you, and you're leaking through.
My heart desires a lot, plenty of things, if that's what you mean.
Describe one.
Unity in my family.
Your lines, you want unity in your line, your blood line. You have lines. But we didn't want to be glib, but we did want to answer your question. The unity that you desire in your lineage comes from a separation. The separation comes from how you were raised. How you were raised is not often the wrong, but the directions that come from it sometimes are skewed. Stop obfuscating the issue and start embracing your family from a love position that is allowing them to be different. If you can allow them to be different, then they can stay in the same building and not try to take each other's life. Blind.
Oh, my.
Does that help?
Yes.
Yay. That brings us up to the 12th Earl of Shaftesbury.
What is that?
The British Lord.
Aligned.
I don't follow the number 12 and as connected to the line.
St. Giles House.
St. Giles.
G-I-L-E-S. St. Giles House.
Are you referring to myself and my five siblings making six?
Not specifically, no, but that applies.
What does Giles mean?
It's a Georgian home.
The country Georgia high on?
Well, it's where the 12th Earl of Shaftesbury has.
What is the 12th Earl of Shaftesbury?
It's a line. It's a line. It's a lineage. It's begat. And they're fighting over a bit of money.
Kim has a question. 2 weeks ago, Sandra asked Ian about the Philadelphia Project, or probably experiment, it's better known. Ian said the experiment was a particle beam accelerator. I listened to a recording you and Ian made about CERN 3 years ago. In it, Ian said CERN was a particle accelerator. CERN is due to be turned on March 15th. Ion, is CERN a continuation of the Philadelphia experiment?
Project Paperclip.
Was Project Paperclip involved with the Philadelphia experiment in 43?
Yes.
Okay, so it carries on. Are the Project Paperclip scientists being monitored by Parallel World guys? Checking them out, keeping them... Right, so it's okay. No problem. Then next question, burned in Toronto. Bob, could you ask Ian if there was a place between waking and sleeping states? And if so, is that a happy place? There's no place between waking and sleeping states. And is it a happy place?
That's relative.
Fluffy asks, we'd like to know more regarding your statement last week or a while ago, the carbon is coming from Australia. Is it geophysical, chemical, or what, this carbon?
Just carbon.
It's coming from Australia?
Yes.
Kim asked later, is CERN a continuation of the Philadelphia Project? So she already figured out the answer. Are there any ramifications from the startup on March 15th? It is said that the power will be double when they turn it on this time. Any anxieties we should note, Ion, about the experiment on March 15th?
The roof is on fire. Let's see, what's the rest of it? How does it go? Burn, motherfucker, let the motherfucker burn.
You know, usually they talk about Project Paperclip starting in 1945. Did it actually start in the 30s on the Manhattan Project?
Yes.
Was it due to Nazi infiltration or there was a collaboration on a deeper level?
Can't say.
Did it involve Rachel the medium or anybody like her? Yeah, they gave them advantage. So certain American elites, scientific elites, realized the Nazis had made progress, so they gladly worked with them for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Progress in what?
New technologies, trying to get to Iron Dome, trying to get to what we have. They had a medium working for them, several, 11 of them.
With CERN?
CERN is an update, yes. It continues from Manhattan Project. The Nazis made a lot of breakthroughs in the 30s, so those people in other countries found out about them, were anxious to work with the Nazis as much as possible to find out what the Nazis had learned, thanks to Rachel. And you'll see this discussed in Pynchon's book, Gravity's Rainbow, came out in 1973. Fluffy says, Ian, I would like to know about Stargate Keepers. I can't find much. Is it a thing, Stargate Keepers? What are they?
Yeah, it's a keyhole.
Did Carolyn read the article that was posted on Ian and Bob about the RNA research?
No, I didn't go into it. I didn't read it yet.
Ian, had they heard about us? That's us inspiring new researchers, correct?
Looking for a reason.
Yeah, for what we came up with, Garan, whoever said that. We got the stuff. They're going to spend the next 1,000 years trying to figure out how we got it in their terms, and it won't work. They're trying to fit their mythic stage, their meme, into the new.
I don't know. Will they find many more RNA codes in that junk DNA that are responsible for something?
There isn't junk DNA.
That's what they call it.
They're wrong.
All the codes have a purpose.
Certainly to get you back to God.
And the RNA drops help to activate the right codes.
It gives new information, yet it changes the way the lipid and the lymphatic system works, how it processes, because the environment is changing. So just like they gave antibiotics, which supposedly killed you, what it did is it built your tolerance up so that now you got to have something better than that. So now they're on generation 90 million, and that's beautiful because now you're going to run out. The superbug is going to get you. And so it's great because now you're either going to come into your place of power or the Wraith most certainly will take you away.
He just said something.
Yeah, but it was a good repeat of how the RNA affects the DNA and the lipids in the limb.
Pickles, is that you?
No. What's this Pickles? Are you doing a takeoff on the clinician in med school called me Bubbles? Is that what you're doing?
No, it's the Stargate SG-1 Gamekeeper. Is the representation of a good Stargate Keeper.
Yeah, your cells are portals, Carolyn.
Maybe I had to
keep it. Carolyn, talking to you, or is she on the phone?
I'm here, yep.
There you are.
There she is. Okay, now, did you see the walls in the cathedral and the walls on the side? That's a good arch, Dr.
Yes, I pulled it up. It is gorgeous, but it's so intricate.
Okay, Carol, I got a question from a listener. I was addressed to you back in January 24th. I have a question about RNA drops. First, I want to thank you for sharing your knowledge about magnesium. After reading your Magnesium Miracle book and seeing your YouTube videos, I've been taking magnesium. My health has improved. Thanks again. I just received my first order of RNA drops and started taking one drop twice a day. I recently started listening to audio clips of you, your husband, Bob, and Ion. You guys are so inspiring and interesting to listen to. I resonate with everything you guys say. Thanks to you all for sharing such great material. I've got a question. On a clip at 14 minutes on this page, Ian and Bob, Revelation 12, the woman and the dragon, Ian says we only need one drop of RNA.
I'm assuming one drop twice a day, but some want to take more. Is one drop all one needs, as Ion says? Ion. You confuse everybody,
need.
Ion.
No. Need is simple. Need is what you do to a loaf of bread. And you work it into a more congealed, cohesive, bonded element. One drop is a need, okay? And it puffs up and you work it down. One drop is all you need, but you want more. So enjoy it, B-I-D, or even three times a day. But at least, and you can increase that prolifically as you desire it.
What does it mean to you, you K-N-E-A-D, you get needed. Your genes get altered by one drop.
Yes.
What's it mean to want more? You will crave it?
Responding to the
Yeah, I know. No, Carol, I want to get this. Look, when he says, but you will want more, that means you will crave more, and you advocate satisfying that craving?
Certainly.
Okay, that's what the deal is. The craving
it's like
will...
Netting. It's like netting. You'll have an orgasm, but we don't want it to be your last orgasm. We want you to have lots of orgasms.
Listen to this, Bob. You had a nice little stroke in there. Well, listen to this email I got the other day. Carolyn, I've just recently begun reading your books, blogs, listening to your interviews. It is refreshing to listen to someone who validates many of my concerns with alternative health practices and supplements and who approaches health as only one aspect of our beingness. I have attempted to listen to a number of the archived Monday night programs. I'm amused and somewhat surprised that many are taken with Bob's antics. I personally find his repeated interruptions annoying, distracting, abrasive, and intrusive. He reminds me of a four-year-old who wants mommy's attention no matter what she is engaged in and demands it now when it is not forthcoming. It is not like he does not have his own platform to engage with those who wish to interact with him. End of rant. And then she says she loves me and Ginny's intimate, energetic flow and the callers and listeners, very genuine and soothing. So, Bob, you just got your comeuppance there.
That's the third time in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as I've told them, we're not serious. My interruptions make Ion progress.
Mm-hmm.
We would be nowheres without my interrupting energy.
Well,
I interrupted the fucking universe when I invented Ion. That was an intervention. Mm-hmm. So get used to it, lady.
So I'm going to email her and say thank you in big letters. Bob has been interrupting me for 50 years. If I can take it, so can you.
Then Ed, by the way, he interrupted the universe as we know it with his invention of Ion. Tell him that, and we are the happy better for it. So please encourage Bob's interventions and interruptions and nonsense.
Yeah, say, by the way, you're missing the whole point.
Yeah, and quote our eyes on that.
Of all of the people that she finds abrasive, sharp, curt, and woozy, Bob is the only one that will stay with you until you buy or die.
So this person asked about one drop, blah, blah. So supposedly a body replaces all cells in 7 years. Will one drop twice a day do that and cause ascension too?
It'll drag you to it. It's creation in a vacuum.
Yeah, it'll drag you to ascension.
It'll suck you. It's like God's bro. Squid Billy's God's bro. Like that one.
And, you know, if you like Carolyn and Ginny's banter, you just want to be soothed into a comfortable little man.
Bob's not going to give it up.
No.
You know, every time you have a little thought about it.
He's been challenged.
I have a lot to say about that point.
I know, Bob.
Yeah.
You would explain a lot if I was given the microphone.
Bob, you should respond by saying, this is why you're the 99 percenter.
Yeah.
Arguing for his limitations.
Yeah, they're arguing for the limitations
bill.
Of Bob.
It all started with a dollar bill. And
in April 1975, and Ian remembers that.
It's
I initiated
April.
Punk rock with that action.
No.
The founder of CBGB's was the only guy to laugh when I performed. They made a movie out of him eventually. So go with Bob, and all will unfold. Okay, so back to these points. I mean, look, I'm not ditching this person's message. What will happen if one takes more drops? Is it going to speed up?
We're just trying to get the Earlo Chastberry together, and that's been trampled like the morning snow.
Earlo Chastberry. Well, the people don't pursue it. You know, Lovejob didn't pursue it. Gene doesn't pursue it. They get bogged down. I'll get back to you.
So then, we move along and we explain it. We lay it all out for them. If these queens won't amuse them, and you get one night in Bangkok, which
one night in Bangkok.
Lays it out even further. And everybody just sort of hums along, and that's the answer to the question. And then we answer the question, and they say, why won't you answer our question? We went, well, we have answered your question already. Okay, so there's the answer. Ion, what was the question? We don't remember.
But he remembers now.
And so it goes. So we hide it in plain sight in the archives. So you can listen to it over and over and over and over and over and over and over until
one
the big troll gets stuck.
Hey, Ian, so this person says, is the RNA drops going to speed up progress or replace the body cells less than 7 years and ascend faster?
There's no time, so yes, it will be considerably faster.
I don't know if that person will ever hear this answer, you know, Carol, I don't know if they're writing you. Okay, here's another one.
Tell them we would have answered it if we'd had time.
Yes, I have just listened to Ian Paydeshi for a while, and I really enjoy your perspective. I've just ordered the new form of RNA drops, switching back to yours from the other brand. The drops have helped me in the subtle realm in ways that I appreciate. It seems I have a more relaxed approach to most things and a bit of a better mental state and faculties. My overall health seems to be good as well. In a sense, they seem to be remarkably similar to the Ormus Gold that I have used for some time now. The health effect seems to be similar to electron water that I've used in the past. First question, can I receive a half-hour direct consultation with Ion? Yes, if you call in here Saturday night. I would enjoy a full hour and could no doubt fill it with questions. However, my unemployment status is a half hour is the more responsible financial choice for now. Well, if you come here, you get it for free. If so, I would like to schedule that. I was a bit too timid to try this radio show. Now I have a general feel I would be able to come up with some questions. I hope I don't get beat up too bad, but if I do, I suppose it's all good and I'll manage. Yes, it'll be good for you.
Badly.
Called in.
You won't be beat up too badly. Not bad.
Yeah, he said bad. I'm glad you corrected his grammar. It's good.
Great. We're going to have diagramming in another hour.
Here's another question from someone else. You are now saying that the soul is no longer required. Previously, you stated that the soul is the recorder and was necessary to keep track of all the different bodies of ourselves. Does this mean that all of our bodies or doubles must come together now?
And diabetes prevails.
Well, you tell us the logistics of how this happens and speak about the... Will you tell us the logistics of how this happens?
Where the soul of man never dies. Canaan land.
Canaan land? What?
Canaan land.
Is that the name of the band?
Canaan, Bob. No. Canaan.
Well, he said a bunch of words. It didn't sound like he was trying to say a song title, but you want to repeat what you were saying, Ian?
Okay, no sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is love, and the soul never died.
Is there evidence we can see or feel this thing joining together or reuniting has taken place?
Yes.
Then they say, I believe you also said that you do not want us to think. That thinking will be done for us. Is this because thinking created the labyrinth?
Well, yeah, it is a labyrinth.
And thinking comes from blood circulation, right? Thoughts come from blood circulating.
Ooh.
You don't stand by that statement? Brian quoted it last week.
Listen to how you're applying it. It's applied a little differently.
So thoughts do come from blood circulating.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we no longer need to think
Canaan's
because we know.
Land. Right. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells. There'll be no tear-dimmed eyes. For all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. the rose is blooming there for me, where the soul of man never dies, where I will spend eternity, where the soul of man never dies. The love light beams across the foam, where the soul of man never dies. It shines and lights the way to home, where the soul of man never dies. My life will end in deathless sleep, where the soul of man never dies, and everlasting joys I'll reap, where the soul of man never dies. I'm on my way to that fair land, where the soul of man never dies, where there will be no parting hand, where the soul of man never dies.
Are you quoting a song?
Yes.
You got a title?
The soul of man never dies.
Okay. That's our Bob.
All right. Thank you. Never dies. Okay.
And you prefer, the Rice and Skaggs version.
Well, there's more questions here that have been piling up for months.
Good.
Okay, now that was an answer to a question. It didn't go anywhere. We answered it. It was complete. It covers it completely. And it's coming a song. So,
yeah,
mark
wonderful.
The time, Bob.
Yeah, I got the time mark right here. Actual answer.
That didn't have a parallel with the 12th Earl.
Here's Roseanne. Today I had one raw and two poached eggs this morning, plus more protein throughout the day, and I decided to overeat. I also opened my new bottle of RNA and took my first dose this morning. There was so much of the white stone in it that I had to shake the bottle relentlessly. I also decided to take more Relight during the day, along with the magnesium. I'm so tired of feeling tired during the day, especially when I know that I'm taking care of my health. I'm taking the advice of both you and Ian. That's addressed to Carolyn. It's obvious I'm not taking in enough food. I'm determined with your advice to turn this tiredness to pure energy and bliss with the goal that one Saturday I can stay up for Bob's show and be a full-time participant. I really have more fun than I've expressed thus far.
Take a nap. It's ridiculous. You're trying to make yourself do something that you don't want to do. Do that. Take a nap. It's okay.
So anything about her fatigue, Ian? Why is that happening?
She's making it about the money.
It's all about the money there, Roseanne.
I don't say last week there's going to be a new currency being ushered in.
It's on the Reserve's website. You can look at it.
Have they named the new currency?
Treasury notes?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
What'd you say, Ian? That was a bit low.
We didn't say anything.
How will the new currency function if the currency we got now is based on debt? What's the new currency going to be based on? How's it going to work? If it's backed by anything?
Probably at the rate we're going, the only thing left would be is RNA drops.
It's going to be backed by RNA drops.
That's the only thing that have any value.
Does that mean we can take this new currency to the bank and the bank's going to have RNA drops and we can redeem it for a bottle of drops?
Oh, no. Oh, no. There'll be no banked RNA drops in a national affiliate system. You can't trust those dogs with money. They can't handle their own. How are they going to handle Bob's?
Hey, Karen, remember I told you that the RNA drops is what you get from money?
Yeah,
directly. You know, you want security? You take the drops. That's all the currency you need.
Well, Ian, I'm on the Federal Reserve website, and I don't see anything that looks like a new currency.
Dig a little. Dig a little.
I've been bopping all over the place.
Yeah, you did.
Does it look like a coin?
Look, Sheila's still looking for the paint from 5 years ago. Okay?
And we bought it, made it, shipped it, and sent it to her house. And it sat on the door steps for a month. Then the man came and picked it back up and shipped it back. And we turned around, bought it, ordered it, shipped it again. And we moved to a new address. made her stay at the new address, and she would not receive the package. But she did get the walnut oil, and that's been life-changing, so it's all ascension from here. That is the most beautiful camisole we've ever seen in our lives. We adore it. It's just evil.
That's the kind of paint she's using?
A camisole
no,
with a top.
A foundational garment, Bob.
Oh, she got one of those?
She got one of those, Bob. Yeah, she got one of those.
Yeah, a beautiful
Carolyn,
one.
Carolyn, do we wear those?
Doing these shows just make me stupider and stupider. I mean, sucked back in.
And then he just has to go babble, 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 and then the Space Tech Marshmallow Man comes out.
Bob, it's just a brain away.
Just a brain away. A brain away.
Bob is just a brain away. A marshmallow is dead. Bob is dead. Bob is just a brain away. Way down deep inside, I know what it's all wrong. His eyes keep telling me I never was that strong. Oh, the devil got me now. Go on. Come on, got me now. Can't fight it anyhow. I think I'm giving in.
Well, we got Joe McKenzie. He doesn't often come in. He rarely comes in to speak. You want to say something, Joe? You going to celebrate what I brought to your life? How you aren't bent over anymore?
Yeah, I got rid of the pommel horse. Hey, you know, a few weeks ago, I had my first year anniversary on the Completement Formula. So I
good.
Can't thank you all enough for all that. It's been a wonderful year.
Damn right it's been. You're one lucky dude.
I'm feeling pretty good. So I'm extremely thankful.
And you have no statements or questions for Ion?
Yeah, I do have a couple questions. A few years back, Ion recommended that Bach Organ Blaster by Michael Murray. I got that CD, and it's fantastic. But you did recommend a couple of tracks on there, and I can't remember which.
You can see minor.
Okay.
One, minor. Three, and four.
Wonderful.
And turn it up, for God's sake. Get the Bose system and really get it. It'll change you.
But still... You know,
but that's part of the equation.
But still, they just weren't
to Kyle for
that
minute.
Big.
I mean,
you know, if you're 6'11" and you're looking at 7'2",
Kyle's on his own show.
You know, 3 inches, you're going, Jesus Christ, you know, I'm looking at your nose and I'm supposed to be tall.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So to get down to that 0.05, what is that actually out of a billion? 1 billion.
He's not talking about the new currency, is he?
1,000.
Yeah, I think he is.
A million.
Hey, Kyle, is Canada and Mexico going to be lumped into the new currency, or is it just for the United States?
I don't know why Kyle's listening to us. He's running his own talk show.
We extrapolate it. 10 million.
Extrapolating.
Is 1/10 of 100 million, so it's 100 times. This point.
He's counting his fucking hoard.
Times.
He's counting the length of his penis.
0.05.
I can hear the calculator. It's getting burned up.
That don't make any sense. 500,000.
Depending on how many years.
Yeah, but see, that's not right. It's got to be 50,000 or 5,000
or 2. And it's 2.
Your zero's fucked up, Kyle. You got too many or not enough zeros.
Not the zeros. It's not the zeros. It's the commas. The commas are the problem. You need more commas.
Do I have to go to Bangkok?
100. 1,000.
Too late.
10,000.
And not as not.
A million. 10 million.
He's getting there.
100 million.
Is that you, Pickles?
Times.
10 to the minus 8, Kyle.
How about Pico Pickles?
The cube root of 8 is 2.
We have to wait for
Kyle. 7 zeros. 5
yeah,
million.
7 zeros.
50 million.
I told you, you got them zeros fucked up.
Huh? Come on, I'm not doing something right.
Well, that's right.
1%.
That's right.
1% of a billion.
You got the commas out of
1% of a billion.
Yeah, so I'm leaving out a zero.
Do I have to go to
Do you have to go what?
To Bangkok to find
no.
my...
1%.
No. Kyle's in Bangkok.
100.
Don't I have to go to Bangkok to find my oyster?
There's a thousand
chicks.
Millions.
I just hope the queen finds his feet.
Is that right?
This is the Earl of Shaftesbury.
A thousand is one.
Trying to grieve.
Count
it
1%, right?
He's in CERN.
He's counting how many drops it'll take to get to the center of the center.
In a billion.
Yeah.
There's a thousand in a million.
I think he forgot he was tuned into our show.
We know because we're not in that point five. The point five guy wouldn't be able to tell you instantly.
One night in Bangkok, there's a your oyster.
1 billion, right?
That's how interesting we are, Ian, to Kyle. I mean, he's long forgotten the show. He's calculating his Social Security and forgot why he was here. So we'll leave him there for now.
Is Ian the only billionaire on the show?
No, there are a couple of them.
Lord suffering cats.
Most of the people here are billionaires. I mean, Brian is in his truck just driving over all the land he owns. It's going to take about 3 weeks.
He tanks the gas, and he's going out to the east side of the left fork of the river.
5 million.
5 million?
Yep.
That sounds more like it. There's 5 million that we'll see how many deviation Bill has shaped. That two, yeah, here we go. Percentages on somehow.
Okay, Joe, if you want to say something, you can go ahead and ask Ion.
I wanted to ask Ion about astral projection and see if you could recommend a specific exit technique for me.
I'm winging my way back home.
Yeah, that's one thing about Iondom. We don't offer any courses on anything.
Sometimes we're coarse, and sometimes we're just terse.
How is the good wife going, Ion? Is she getting sadder and sadder?
Well,
the main character.
Yeah, it becomes like a breakdown thing before it's over. The good one, she knew. Carolyn knew. She saw it coming. But is she still?
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, no.
Ion,
no. Oh, no. Yeah,
now, why did her producer, Tony Scott, jump off the bridge, Ion?
Why not?
Was he upset with the way the show was going, or he was making a movie called Ion? Did he not like that project?
It consumed him.
It consumed him. Was he listening to me?
If we say that, then people will start checking out due to you, not in spite of you.
Okay.
Most times they take poison and hope you'll die, Bob, but you don't.
Thanks for keeping it clear, keeping it real, Ion.
Keeping it 100, which...
So what's going to happen in Suits? Is Mike going to get caught being a non-lawyer? Not having gone to Harvard?
Right.
Oh, that'll be good, eh, when he gets caught.
Well, he's stupid anyway, so hopefully it won't be difficult to peg that one.
So I was reading Harold Innes on the Mesopotamian area, the Sumerian civilization, Akkadian, Babylonian...
Don't forget the ancient Sumerian Hebrewoids.
And Moabites. But the thing was, they were talking about the toppling of cities, the building of empires, and then the collapsing of empires from a media ecology point of view. But I kept seeing scenes of Game of Thrones. The Game of Thrones show is showing little cities, states, running around battling each other. Is that a good replay of the Mesopotamian area?
No,
visually?
Not really. More Babylon than Mesopotamia, the modern-day Prussia.
Now, Carolyn watches the Royal Pains, and I asked her today, is that just pumping the AMA line about doctors? And Carolyn says, yep. But she watches it anyways. I've noticed that when push comes to shove, like in Shameless, they'll go to the hospital. The kid, the breakdown, must go to the hospital.
There's an oligarch. And then Boris doesn't have to go to the hospital, you see. He doesn't have to. He gets to kick it any way he wants to.
Who's Boris?
He's a rich, 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 rich guy, and so he owns doctors, and they come to him.
He owns them.
Well, he pays them, he hires them.
And Royal Payne's guy, the main guy, goes to him.
Yeah.
And Ion says he's healthy. He never gets sick, Carolyn.
He has some genetic disease.
He has a genetic disease, and he works diligently trying to correct his DNA. And he's looking for
it's about us. Another movie about us, for fuck's sake.
To help him drop. To help him drop.
Can we help him with the drop, kids? Mail some drops into the show.
Drop some drops. We can't do that yet because Henry Winkler didn't come back yet.
Is he in that show, Carolyn, or is
that his dad?
Henry Winkler is the father of the doctor.
And his grandfather is the one that owns the Fountain Blue in South Beach.
I don't know anything about anybody. He just grabs your mind, sucks it out of you, gets the facts.
We're the grandest Mamo Vito of all.
Ian's a good example of how entertainment sucks. He just sucks it out of
there me. There you go. Yeah, Mamo Vito. Mm-hmm.
Will there be more episodes of Constantine?
Yes.
That, it's a bit crude, and it's always about these ghouls.
But
that
like
model
it,
on...
Bob.
And
like
J.W.
It.
Had big input. That's about J.W., isn't it?
We did.
You never did say, you didn't fucking say nothing, that's right, nothing.
They got to come out with another season of Hannibal?
Yes.
Yeah, that's some good stuff right there.
How about Power?
Okay, take Empire, which is a better version of Power. That's getting promoted as the
Empire,
best show around.
What? Empire.
Why is that show appealing to the dumb people, Ion?
It lays out the people who can't be in the Empire as empirical.
Okay, back to serious questioning.
I want to know more about a few things that Ian mentioned tonight.
Go ahead.
Well, I looked up the 12th Earl of Shaftesbury, and that's Nicholas Ashley Cooper.
Yes, does he live today or in history? Well, when did he live?
No, he's alive. He was still alive. He was born in 1879. He succeeded his brother as Earl of Shaftesbury.
He's the 12th Earl.
Yeah, he's the 12th Earl of Shaftesbury and is the godson, and it mentions a few people. But Shaftesbury's father, Anthony Ashley Cooper, 10th Earl of Shaftesbury, had been murdered in November 2004 by the brother of his third wife, but his body was not discovered. And then
so there
he
is
also
a
mentioned,
drama.
The Earl of Shaftesbury is a title in the Peerage of England, created in 1672 for Anthony Ashley Cooper, 1st Baron Ashley, a prominent politician in the cabal, then dominating the policies of King Charles II. So St. Giles House was mentioned, and that's located in the Shaftesbury Estate in Wimborne, St. Giles in East Dorset, England, just south of Cranbourne Chase. This is an ancestral home and center of business of the Ashley Coopers, also known as the Earls of Shaftesbury, who are a conservative aristocratic family that owns a large estate, including over 5,500 acres, along with property, land, and lows, that establishes them as one of the wealthiest families in the United Kingdom.
Are they linked in with the Prussians, Ion?
A bit, yeah.
Are they more powerful than Buckingham Palace? I mean, in terms of ownership going back to the Prussians, since the Prussians own the Queen.
No. Too Leopoldish, eh?
Oh, they're the Leopold thread. Marie Henrietta. Okay, next point, Eliza.
Can you tell us a bit more about the significance of these three things that I just spoke about, Ian?
Develop it, Doris.
It seemed like there was some drama going on because Shaftesbury's father had been murdered in 2004 by the brother of his third wife, Jamila Mubarak.
She's the whore, the prostitute who wormed her way into the dynasty.
Okay. His body was not discovered until April 2005. A month later, on May 15, 2005, Shaftesbury's brother, Anthony, the 11th Earl, died of a heart attack, and the peerage devolved upon Nicholas, who was the 12th Earl. Following his brother's death, Shaftesbury relocated to his family home from New York City and assumed the responsibilities of the earldom.
Yay.
You brought up these things a few times tonight.
What about St. Giles?
That's built in 1651. The grade one listed house stands in the vast park through which the River Allen flows, feeding a seven-acre lake as it winds its way toward the small parish village of Wimborne, St. Giles. The 16th century house is a low, quadrangular building on a large estate. Although the name of the architect is not known, the influence of Indigo Jones is obvious in the Renaissance north and east fronts with their classical facades. The original plan of the house called for a square courtyard to which was added two large ground floor rooms with additional rooms on the second and third floor. The home was once crenellated along the edge of parapet or shorter walls of the complete house. However, these fortifications were removed in the 19th century.
It's good that you brought this up, Eliza. Ian said that they wanted to get into this, look at it a bit more, because they brought it up. But I think Ian should give us a hint or two of how this relates to everything else we've done tonight. What are you trying to illustrate with this story, Ian?
The lines, the lineage, the lines.
The lineage. The battle of the lineage?
Crest.
Well, so is it silly to try to hold together the lineage? You end up in leaving New York City and murders or surround you. That's what happens when you're obsessed with lineage. Is that your moral? The lesson?
Go back. You got to develop a bit.
Okay, Sarah, you want to say something?
I had semantic, like pragmatic questions about obtaining the full body of documents. I was curious, first off, if that's something I can do by myself. Do I need any aid with that?
No, not specific. You can do it.
Okay.
You don't want to, but you can.
No, I don't really want to. I just want to know that I can freely choose who aids me, and that, maybe that's a better question. Am I free to choose my aids? Can I do this on Monday?
After lunch.
Will I be able to?
No. You could, but you make it all hard. And if you quit making it hard, you could, but you won't. You don't. We already know that, so we can just say, no, forget it.
Well,
take the long way home, honey.
So, Eliza, that's interesting that the Earl of Shaftesbury got mentioned, you know, many hours ago, and then there's this whole drama around him right up to today.
And Ian mentioned it to a few different people in response to their questions.
You said there was controversy over the estate or conflict about who owns what?
Well, yeah.
Did the 12th Earl kill his brother, the 11th Earl?
The hooker did. Died of? The stepmama hooker, Jamil.
Is she alive today, Ion?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't mind smearing their family, but you won't talk about the other families.
You damn Skippy.
Why would you expose them and not other people we've asked you about tonight?
They don't matter.
She was the brother of his third wife. Did they have children?
No, steps.
Stepchildren, her children. Is this the line you want to talk about that's significant? Is her stepchildren?
No.
I want to know why you want us to look into this. What's the relevance to us? No relevance, or are you just making an interesting show?
We were just answering questions, Bob.
And these were the answers for Sarah.
Go back and They'll make a line up the questions and the askers and how they want. One's got
so this applies to Sarah.
Well, and
the new person's got problems with their line, the lineage. So this plays out. It all started with the habeas. The habeas is where it all started. You hook, you connect all those dots together, and that just becomes the theme that's the answer.
For Sarah.
I was going to ask, when you were saying crest earlier, it's the garter of the sickle. Is that a crest? Or is that the kind of lineage that we're talking about here?
Not necessarily. Thrust in the sickle and reap.
Hey, we only got 12 minutes left, according to my timing. Is that correct, Ian?
And it's so much fun, yeah, because then you jump time, and then you make time move.
I would like to know how I can ensure that I do not have to.
10 makes it 9, 8, 2 is 4, and 8 and 7, yep.
Maybe that's what Kyle was working on, what time it was.
5 billion people minus 2 and 3 were 6. We didn't show up. 99 were over and 16 were under. And the cube root of a triangulated position with A plus B is to C. What A squared was to B2. And
as he got towards the end, up here he's scoring 2,700, 3,000, 4,000, 35, 29, 25.
Yeah.
And 2 years he falls off to 1,000. I know what.
Right, and the left tackle and the shotgun, and the left and the left tackle.
That a striker's on?
That's still a hole.
38 games, 35 games.
Then you have
the fullback
comes here and takes the tight end, takes it all the way home.
Play the half the game. I mean, they still play 80.
Where do I inquire? I would like to know where to inquire.
So then,
and if I could have a document to submit.
Look, he goes out the legs.
One trillion.
Freedom of information.
You know, he's scoring half.
16.
When he's playing a full 82 games, he scored 1,000 points.
No.
1,200 right. points. So even at when he's doing all this, he still averaged 30 points. During this peak year.
Trade that dog. That dog won't run.
2,700, 3,500. 3,000.
Don't tell him he's got $4 million, Bob, in your ice cream account. Get up.
1, 2.
Hey, is that Lapper's ice cream from another world, Ian? Why is it so good? What's special?
You like,
3, 6, you yeah. 10, 13.
Yeah, my standards are based on other world.
19,000.
You should get you some blue lineage. 3,
2, 3,
30, 15,
almost 40 points a game.
16. I told you 16. Trade him. If he's not going to produce, get rid of him.
Right, and he actually didn't play 82 games, 72.
Point. Get him out. He's not going. You're not going to pay him to sit on the sideline. Let's go.
So we're basing that. And really, he's scoring 40 points a game. You know what I'm saying? He would still do it right now.
But not consistently.
But if he could hit a free throw.
He's scoring that without three free throws.
Him and Shaq did all their scoring without free throws.
Mm-hmm. You don't even have the yards rushing included.
But that's what I'm saying. We're talking about there's only been 20,000, we're just rounding this off, 20 or 25,000 seven-footers in the history of man. And there's only been 10 people.
Well, God, he got a safety. What did you expect?
There's only been, as far as height-wise, is Shaq. He's not even in there.
Right.
Well, neither is Jabari.
None of the world. Well, you don't need that much for the world.
Yeah. So only Wilt's.
Right.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Jabari's way down here at 24.
He's played a lot more seasons.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's the bird.
You'd have to pull out five.
Right. He played 23, 24 seasons?
Yeah.
Wow, that's still a lot of rushing.
Nothing like Chamberlain's.
Yeah. Well,
he never approached 2,000.
You got to dance with the one that brought you.
2,500.
2,700.
2,800.
divided by 2 plus 3 minus 8.
2,200.
3,560.
2,200.
And now, don't forget the other nine.
0, 0, 3, 8, 8, 16.
God damn commas, they get you every time, don't they?
2, 4, 6, 8, and 12.
It's 16.
Yeah, you didn't even come close to, well, it's best exactly. 5 seasons. That's
a whole lot of barbecue, no matter how much low fridge
you go through. That's 10. Are you missing something here?
Yes, 16 is the damn answer. That's what you're missing, Jimmy Bob.
How do you end up averaging 24 points a game his whole career?
Because you got the right. Because it's 16, it's not 24. Yeah, it's 16, we know.
Hey, Ian, has Alan Cabal opened up Bob's email?
Yes, I sent him a last week's show. Did he listen to it? Ian. Let me see. Did Guy go? Damn, he went. We didn't get that question in time.